Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said psychiatrists tell us that talking helps solve our problems. It often causes them, too. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. We're glad to be able to study from the Bible and to learn more about the will of God. All right, let's get back to our study. The study concerning what is a Christian. We've asked the question, what is a Christian? And we've tried to find a Bible answer to it. The term is used three times in our Bible, Acts 11:26, Acts 26:28, and 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. We determine that it's not just a believer because even the devils believe and tremble. And so a Christian is not just a believer or just a moral person. We read about good moral people who had to be, members of the church. They had to become Christians. And they were not just because of being good morally. We also learn that not all religious people are Christians. There are many religious people that practice religion, but not the religion of Christ. And so we determine from Matthew 28:18-20, that a person who has been taught about Jesus, who believes that, and is baptized into Christ, becomes a Christian. We were talking yesterday about the fact that a Christian is a righteous person. And that just simply means he does that which is contained in the Word of God. The psalmist David said in Psalms 119:172, the commandments of the Lord are righteousness. And so in those commandments we find instruction concerning how we're to live. The Christian tries to serve God and to serve his fellow man. He's concerned about his own salvation, but he's concerned about saving other people. And so he lives a righteous life before God and before fellow man. Number two, I believe that a person who's a Christian is a sincere person. Now, I'm talking about that and contrasting that with a person who maybe is doing a little hypocrisy. Maybe he's not the kind of person that he really professes to be. But the Christian is one who is sincere in all that he does. I read in the Philippian letter chapter 1 and verse 10 that we must be sincere and without offense in the day of Christ. That simply means that we must live clean, pure lives, and we must really be devoted to Christianity and to all that it means to us in our lives before God and man. God knows everything that we do. He knows our thoughts, and the Bible clearly makes that known. The fourth chapter of the Hebrew letter and verse 13 says, all things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So God knows everything. And a person who is not sincere, God knows about that. The book of Proverbs, rather, chapter 3, tells us very, 15 and verse 3, tells us very plainly, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the bad. So God knows everything that we do, and we must be sincere and without offense in our conduct. To be sincere means we really believe in and we really mean to live in a manner that is pleasing in the sight of God. Now, there are some people who play the part of a hypocrite. I know that not because I know people's hearts and I'm able to determine whether they're a hypocrite or whether they're really truly sincere in what they're doing, but because the Bible reveals that that's a characteristic of man. Do you remember in Matthew 23, some of the harshest words Jesus ever spoke were spoken in regard to those that were hypocrites? Jesus described them as people who would go round the world to make a convert, but they made him worse by going after him. And so very clearly they were involved in hypocrisy. He called them whited sepulchres. That is, on the outside they looked clean and like they ought to be, but inside, he said, you're full of dead men's bones. In other words, it just simply is not the right appearance. What you are saying is not really what kind of person you are. He also pointed out to them that they were compared to a snake. Notice, ye generation of vipers. That simply implies the idea that their hypocrisy had made them have some of the characteristics that we would note with a snake. And so, not really the kind of people that God wants us to be. Well, I can almost hear somebody, when we're talking about hypocrites, somebody saying, preacher, that's the reason I'm not a Christian. There are just too many hypocrites. Do you ever hear anybody argue that way? Well, you think about that for a minute. It seems to me one of the lamest arguments that anybody has ever made against Christianity is, well, I'm not a Christian because there are some hypocrites in the church. Where would you expect to find a hypocrite? Would you go to some bar somewhere and find somebody who's living the life of sin and dissipation by participating in all of the things that are going on there? Would you call that man a hypocrite? Well, he's not making any pretense, is he? And so it's not hypocrisy. But the person who is coming to church and pretending like he's a good person, like he's what he ought to be, that person is the hypocrite. Well, preacher, that's the reason I'm staying out of the church. Let me ask you something. What will happen with people who live lives of the hypocrite? Well, I don't think there's any question about it. In Matthew 24 and verse 51, the record says he'll appoint their portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What a terrible end for those who are filling themselves with hypocrisy. Not sincere. The Lord knows about that. And so there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I wonder how much consolation it will be to us when we are finally there in judgment, and the Lord asks us concerning why we were not Christians, and we'll tell him, well, there were some hypocrites around, and so I didn't become a Christian. And the Lord will tell us, well, you depart in the way that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and you'll be there with the hypocrites. That won't be much consolation, will it? It seems to me very clearly that if a person wants to avoid hypocrisy and those that are hypocrites, he'd want to serve the Lord faithfully so he would not have to be with them eternally. That's the destiny of one who does not serve the Lord. He'll be eternally in the presence of those who are hypocrites and those who do not serve God. Well, all of this just simply means very clearly that you and I need to be very sincere in what we're doing. You don't play at religion. Religion is not something that you play games with. Preacher, I'm going to come to church because I have a family member who wants to get married and we may need the church building. Or preacher, I'm going to come to church because after all, somebody's got to preach my funeral and so we may need the services of the church. And so that's just playing games. We haven't deceived anybody by that and certainly have not deceived the Lord. Well, we'll continue our study tomorrow. We hope you'll be listening. In the meantime, let me remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.